It might sound silly, but to William Scoob Lamar, the Welcome to Alabama, the Beautiful sign looks, well, beautiful. Not as beautiful as his best friend Shanice Lockwood in her yellow sundress, but beautiful enough to make Scoob tip his head back, close his eyes, and sigh into the breeze blowing through the open passenger side window of G-Ma's Winnebago. Exhale Dad's lockdown. Inhale the sweet fragrance of freedom, which smells like pine mixed with a little bit of truck exhaust.
"You all right over there, Scoob-a-Doob?"
G-Ma says from the driver's seat. She's propped up on the gingham-covered foam wedge she uses to see over the steering wheel, pale, polka-dotted little hands perfectly positioned at 10 and 2. She's only 4 feet 11 inches tall, G-Ma is. Hearing his full nickname makes Scoob cringe. G-Ma gave it to him when he was 5 years old and obsessed with an old cartoon he used to watch at her house about a dog who liked to solve mysteries. G-Ma thought it was just too adorable that he couldn't pronounce Scooby-Doo. And because Shanice was G-Ma's neighbor, she picked up on the nickname and started using it at school. So it stuck. Well, the Scoob part did, which is fine. Kind of cool, even. Scooba-Doob, though? "G-Ma," he says, "you mind if we stick to Scoob? The rest is a little babyish. No offense," he adds.
"Oh, none taken," G-Ma says. "My apologies, Mr. Scoob."
"I mean, can you drop the mister, too?" Scoob goes on. This makes G-Ma laugh, which makes Scoob smile. He'd never tell anybody, but there's really no sound in the world he loves more than his grandmother's barking laughter. Dad's not a fan. Says it grates on him because it's the one reminder of G-Ma's past smoking days and potential future lung cancer. But it reminds Scoob of elementary school days playing card games she taught him that he wasn't supposed to know the rules for, like Texas Hold'em and Blackjack. Even now, it blows Scoob's mind that a harsh, booming sound like that could come out of a person as little as G-Ma.
"I mean it, though," she says. "You feeling all right? I'm not driving too fast, am I?"
She kicks him a wrinkly wink. Now Scoob's the one laughing. He looks up from the brand new roadmap she handed him once they were both settled and seatbelted. According to the speedometer, the brand new Winnebago he and G-Ma are in has a max speed of 120 miles per hour, but G-Ma has yet to push the needle to 60. "Definitely not too fast, G-Ma. Though I do wonder if there's a minimum speed limit law you're breaking."
"Oh, you hush," she says. "Speaking of which, you never said if you like my new sweet ride or not. That's what you kids call it these days, right? A sweet ride?"
She says it in a way that makes her sound like a smarmy used car salesman with oil-slicked hair. Scoob chuckles and shakes his head. Then he peeks over his shoulder into the back. Truthfully, when G-Ma popped up out of the blue and asked if Scoob wanted to go on a little adventure, he was too geeked at the thought of a loophole in his punishment to give much thought to anything else, their destination included. Especially when she said he'd probably miss a couple of days of school. Bonus. He finished item 3, empty the dishwasher, on the to-do list Dad left for him on the kitchen whiteboard every day, and grabbed his suitcase. Then, after scribbling Dad a quick note about being with G-Ma for the night, Scoob hightailed it out of the house as fast as his off-brand sneaker-clad feet would carry him. Even left his phone at home. Largely so Dad can't call him. But he won't tell G-Ma that.